And all Chinese students know that there are quite famous boat races between Oxford and Cambridge. Is there any relationship with the long history of punting of these two universities? Or
well, the boat race was started in the middle of the 19th century, so it's 150 or a bit more years old. And it you can't take rowing boat, racing boats along here. The racing goes on below a waterfall or a weir further down the river. But the fact that you have this race between these two universities again tells you something, that both of them are based on rivers.
Yeah.
And the importance of a river to Oxford, a ford over the river, or Cam Bridge, is, I don't think, accidental. It unifies the university. It gives a lot of activity to the students in racing and rowing, which is very characteristic. And it adds immensely to the beauty. This is why Zhu Zhumeau set his poem on water, because the reflections of trees and the sky and the clouds, as he talks about, is magnified by the beauty of the water, which unifies things. And there's a famous description in the writer Nabokov, who wrote Lolita and is a great modern writer, and he describes his time at Cambridge, and there's a beautiful passage by him about punting, and it obviously affected his writing, as it did many of the poets, perhaps more than the scientists.
Yeah. In Zhu Zhumeau's poem, Farewell Again to Cambridge, he mentioned Cambridge, but to many Chinese, the thing that there is actually a bridge called Cambridge. Is there a misunderstanding, or is any a bridge called Cambridge here?
No, nowadays there is no bridge called Cambridge.
Wow.
But it was called Cambridge because there was a bridge over the Cam. And that was actually much further down. That was Magdalen, what we now call Magdalen Bridge, which was on one of the main roads in Britain, went across the Cam further down, and it united two parts of England. And so that was the original Cam Bridge, but it probably was never called Cambridge.
Okay.